to paint the post-match after Liverpool have gone to Aston Villa, got beat by 4-1. I've got Amelia Bonner, Stephanie Sinesian, and I've got Andy Bell with me in order to work through this. And Andy, I mean, in loads of ways, Liverpool just get what they deserve. They're appalling. It's mad to still think this team is in possession of a Champions League place. They are, and they still have their own destiny in their own hands with one game to go. But I thought tonight was in loads of ways the epitome of what's been a stupid season. Almost everything that was doom-brained that Liverpool could do over the course of the night, they managed to do, and Villa got the reward that they deserved.
It's as stupid and fitting an end of the season as I could have imagined it would be. I'm sitting in my phone at 6:45 tonight, wondering if Villa are going to play the same team they played against Tottenham so we have a chance. That's what I've been reduced to, seeing if Villa play a weakened team because they're playing in the Europa League final Wednesday night. And what we're reduced to this week is supporting Leeds United and whoever Bournemouth are playing, Man City.
Man City Tuesday.
We're supporting Leeds United and Man City so that Bournemouth and Brighton don't catch us this season. I mean, like, if that's not as depressing a sentence as you've ever heard, I don't know what is. It's just terrible from Liverpool. I mean, first 20 minutes, we get through it at 0-0. We ride the wave, but we don't ride the wave through any sort of staunch defending of our own, or we keep the shape well, or, you know, we keep it tight and we keep it narrow. We're just lucky that they're quite profligate. Not necessarily in front of goal, but certainly in terms of the pass before the pass, they don't do that. And we get away with it. And it feels like we've steadied the ship. It feels like we've got ourselves into the game. We've got a foothold. And then bang, it's silly from Kirkes. It's silly from Rio Enkiumoa. And it's 1-0. And we go in 1-0 down. And we shoot ourselves in the foot, as we've done so much this season.
And we get back to 1-1.
We do get back to 1-1. And immediately. And you can't particularly account for what happens with Szoboszlai. And this is the thing I was saying. It's every defeat this season, you can talk about mitigating circumstances for each individual one, but when there's 19 of them, there's a systemic problem.